At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. There's one guy sitting probably in his breakfast nook in Arizona listening to that. Carl Mandick, one of our listeners. Mean-spirited.
Good sport, though.
Yes, he is. Yes, Paulie.
How do you think Mrs. Mandick feels right now?
Welcome to the program, already in progress. We'll talk to Mick Cronin. That's Mick Cronin. I like to call him Mick Cronin. Just, it's one word. But the UCLA head coach will join us coming up. And he's one of the stars of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He's the new Captain America. Friend of the show, Wyatt Russell, will join us coming up in the final hour of the program. I think we have a poll question, right, McLevin?
We actually have not put one up yet because I wanted to pitch you a really mean Patriots poll.
Okay.
Is it fair to ask who has a brighter future, the New York Jets or the New England Patriots?
Because
I was going to put the Bills in, but I think the Bills would win that.
Yes, they would. The fact that you're putting the Patriots in with the Jets is an interesting starting point. But you're looking at the Jets. They have cap space, draft picks, and they didn't have to trade up to get the quarterback they truly want in Zach Wilson. They'll get something for Sam Darnold. It's a fresh start there. New coach. Maybe a new outcome. You still have Belichick and Kraft there. Now, I don't like some of the personnel decisions that they've made. They did spend a lot of money. They haven't been great in the draft. And, in fact, Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, had this to say about Cam Newton's performance because – you know, Robert Kraft was talking about this team. It was sort of a State of the Union address by Robert Kraft, I guess. And he talked about the weapons or lack thereof.
In fairness to Cam, I'm not sure he had the proper weapons around him last year. And then he got COVID and there were a lot of things that happened. And I don't know that Jared has ever really gotten a fair shot. So we have to wait and see what happens.
All right. Jared Stidham. Robert Kraft also had this to say about Tom Brady leaving New England.
After 20 years, he was entitled to make a decision that was what he thought was best for him and where he was. And, you know, we gave him the ability to do that. And, you know, it's like marriages sometimes. No one knows on the outside everything going on, and you try to balance a lot. And it is what it is.
Whatever that means, it is what it is. But they allowed him to seek employment elsewhere, and we, of course, know how that ended. You know, this is a story that just continues. As long as Brady plays, it has to do with what New England should have done with Tom Brady. Tom didn't want to stay. He wanted to have fun. He played for a guy who has fun, got some weapons, brought some of his buddies in. That's what he wanted. Late in his career, wanted that. And the chance to maybe compete and win another championship. Yeah, Seton.
Robert Kraft also said, really the teams who draft well are the ones who are consistently good. I don't feel like we've done the greatest job the last few years, and I really hope and believe we've seen a different approach this year.
Okay. Now, what would be different? Isn't it the same person who's making these decisions? It's a single person.
The different approach this time is drafting better players.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I never understood that the Patriots don't do a great job at drafting. And this time with free agency, they spend some money. But that's as much as you get out of Robert Kraft talking about the Patriots way there. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter is handle at DP Show. Baseball's opening day, full slate of games. And we toyed with the idea Yankees, Dodgers, or the rest of the field. It might just be the Dodgers, considering what they have. But you know, you got some teams there. You got some teams in the National League. I don't know if the American League is as formidable. You know, you don't have the Red Sox in there. The Twins are probably the second best team behind the Yankees, or the White Sox are in there. But, you know, you're still looking at the Yankees because all else fails, they'll buy somebody, they'll spend, they'll trade for somebody later in the season. Coming up, we'll talk to Mick Cronin. And as I mentioned, Wyatt Russell, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Quarterbacks have dominated the coverage of Pro Day so far, and they could go 1-2-3-4 on April 29th. But there's a chance that's not the strongest position this spring. Once again, you have great wide receivers. I'm going to put Kyle Pitts from Florida in there amongst the wide receivers because he's going to be a top 10 pick, maybe top 5. But Pitts is listed as a tight end. Jamar Chase at LSU was great on his Pro Day. He ran a 4.38, if that matters to you. Pitts and Chase might lead the class, but Devontae Smith's a Heisman Trophy winner, and I was told yesterday by a source, he's not the best receiver coming out of Alabama. It's Jalen Waddle, in his opinion. Now, this is the same person who said Jamar Chase, this is, what, 6 weeks ago or a month ago, when he said to me that Jamar Chase was the best wide receiver in the draft, and he didn't even play last year. I got some information here. Spent a good portion of yesterday and last night just talking to a couple of people here. And I wanted to know, it feels like the experts, the consensus is the Niners traded up to get Mac Jones. This is what I was told by a source. Yeah, I know Kyle Shanahan loves Mac, was told personnel department is still hoping to change his mind to Trey Lance. I get that Mac fits what he does, but man, I would want a lot more with that third pick. That's going on with the Niners, according to a source. And then I said, it feels like they could have gotten Mac Jones maybe at 6 instead of 3. And then I ask about Sam Darnold. Now, Carolina is a team that still wants to move up. You know, I mentioned the Niners a couple of weeks ago moving up. Denver has wanted to move up. Carolina wants to move up. But if they can't, then what do you do? It's like if the Niners couldn't move up, they were interested in Sam Darnold. And I asked my source, okay, knowing what you know with the Jets with Zach Wilson, what did the Jets do? And my source said, the Jets are hoping for a second round pick for Sam Darnold. They'll settle for a third. And my guess is Carolina, if they aren't able to move up, they would be interested in Sam Darnold. So that's just some of the information that I had yesterday from one source. And then spent some time talking. I I was just watching the pro days yesterday and then reaching out to a couple of these guys. This has to do with another source. Two teams who need quarterbacks both said they believe that Mac Jones to the Niners is a done deal. Let's see. My source, then another source said, you know, the Niners and Shanahan are the only ones who know, but I'm hearing that Trey Lance makes more sense with Jimmy G being a bridge quarterback this next year. Shanahan prefers a more mobile quarterback regardless of what Mac Jones ran. He's not athletic outside the pocket. He's accurate timing touch passer. But inside, there's discussions of Trey Lance or Mac Jones. Yes, Paulie.
Isn't John Lynch the GM and in charge of all decisions out there?
I think this is Kyle Shanahan's decision, from then, what I was told yesterday.
So is John Lynch just looking good and hanging out there?
He made the trade, but this is Kyle Shanahan.
Now, here's the fallout. Let's say it plays out like you said, and with the fourth pick, Atlanta has Trey Lance sitting there, and maybe they weren't planning on replacing Matt Ryan so soon, but would that be, could Atlanta pass? They're not usually in the four spot drafting.
I don't know. I don't have a source with anything with Atlanta, but you know, they could take Kyle Pitts and give Matt Ryan a great target here. Or they could say, you know, how long is Matt Ryan going to be our quarterback, and do we dare pass up on a Georgia native in Justin Fields, or we take Trey Lance as well? And both of the sources I talked to yesterday said the same thing about Justin Fields. Everybody's going crazy over his pro day. It's because they fell off the bandwagon here. There was no reason to fall off the bandwagon with Justin Fields. You know, he's athletic, great arm, you know, played well in that big game against Clemson, but it feels like we've seen a little too much of Justin Fields. We like the mystery. Yes, McLovin.
Is it too crazy to theorize that it could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks? I know the Bengals are 5, but somebody would, like, say the Panthers might trade up to 5. Because these guys are all in the mix. I mean, that would be really unprecedented.
I thought that somebody was moving up, if it was Carolina, Denver, or it was going to be San Francisco, to 5 where the Bengals are. But, you know, you're not going to be able to get the quarterback you want probably at 5. I mean, you get the last quarterback, it feels like. Let's say you go Trevor, you go Zach Wilson, you go Mac Jones. What's Atlanta do? Do they take Trey Lance or Justin Fields? And then you're there at number 5, and then you're taking what Atlanta doesn't take. I don't like being in that position. I don't like going, oh, we'll get a quarterback. I want to get my quarterback. And if Mac Jones is the kind of quarterback Kyle Shanahan wants, then that's the guy that he's going to draft. And it might not come as any real shock, but these are two teams, two guys in player personnel who said, and they're in the market for quarterbacks, they both said separately, they hear that Mac Jones is a done deal to the 49ers. But another source said to me last night, I'm hearing there's still people on the inside with the Niners that are pushing for Trey Lance. So we got a month to go. Let the games begin. 4 weeks from tonight. Yeah, Paulie.
It's so fascinating to look at it because the draft board, like you said, 5th is Cincinnati with don't need a quarterback at all. 6th is Miami, which is a team that is set at quarterback, question mark?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so now Detroit, which nobody is talking about, is in the 7th spot. They missed out on Tua last year and went with a defensive back. They could be sitting there at 7 with Jared Goff and Justin Fields staring them in the face.
I wouldn't make that move.
Detroit should stay at quarterback for now.
Well, I think if the coaching staff and the GM both like Jared Goff, and then you bring him in, like the last thing you want to do is, now let me bring in some competition for you. You just got here. His confidence is probably a little fragile anyway. I'd be bringing in one of these wide receivers. You might have Kyle Pitts there as well, although they do have a tight end, I think. Yeah, McLovin.
You sure of Miami? Is that what... You know, it feels like they could surprise everyone and just pick the quarterback if he's there.
But
you know,
why not stay at 3?
That's good, great.
Three, then you know who you're getting. That's why the Niners knew they couldn't go to 2. They inquired, I think, about 2, and then they realized that they were taking Zach Wilson, and then they asked about Sam Darnold. If they weren't going to be able to make the trade, then they made the trade with Miami. And then they, you know, then they cooled, obviously, on Sam Darnold. Yeah, McLevin.
Well, the reason I say it is because I read all these mock drafts, and everybody has a different opinion on who's better, Lance, Fields, or Mac Jones. So in my mind, I'm like, well, they're all equal, so why not get with the fifth pick? Fields might be a great bargain, you know.
But they won't be equal in 3 years from now.
Right.
We'll look back on this draft and go, how did we miss that or think that? It happens every year. Where you go, how could we possibly have thought that? And maybe Mac Jones is, first of all, it's not fair to say, well, he's like Tom Brady. He's not. What? Tall, unathletic? Like, come on.
Doesn't look great with his shirt off at the combine.
Yeah, like, stop. Stop doing that. It's silly. So we can't, there's no other comp for him?
How about Kirk Cousins?
Probably more Kirk Cousins. And that's Kyle Shanahan's kind of quarterback, I guess. And then what happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? Because if you take Mac Jones, there is a feeling that Mac Jones will be ready to start. And then what do you get for Jimmy G? Do you send him back to the Patriots? What can you get in return? What do the Patriots need to give you? Yeah, Paul.
Can you imagine Mac Jones' first NFL game where he's a starter and there's defensive linemen rushing at him all over the place. Like, this, I've never had a pass rush before.
Yeah.
Like, two games in college, he's had a pass rush.
Like, he gets sacked and be like, what's this? Hey, you guys, what are you doing? You're tackling me. I don't get touched. Yes, McLovin.
Are you hearing anything about the left tackles? Because I feel like nobody wants to talk about them. No. Then they're going to go 4-5 and this whole conversation is going to be silly.
Nobody cares about left tackle, except for the quarterbacks.
Yeah, except everybody who wins titles.
And that's, why are you a buzzkill? Who cares right now?
Well, yeah, but I saw...
I'll let Rich Eisen care about that.
I saw Todd McShay had Penny Sewell, who we've been told is the greatest left tackle ever, falling to 11.
I don't know if he's the greatest left tackle of all time, but, you know, he came with great credentials there.
You hear things about Penny Sewell has been mythologized.
Yeah, I know.
No one's seen him play in 2 years, but...
But there's only one Penny in my heart. And that's the house dog that we have here, Penny. And by the way, you can buy the dog biscuits. We have Penny's dog biscuits that are available on the website. And it's really a great story about Penny, because Penny was a rescue by the big German, who is the director of the TV portion of this program. And he adopted her, and really, she's a completely different dog. Afraid of strangers, and now she gladly takes treats from me and the rest of the crew around here. And, you know, we want to make sure stories like Penny's continue. We're giving back 20% of all the Bang Biscuit sales to handpicked partners in the pet industry. But Penny came from East Coast Canine Rescue Organization, and she's a wonderful dog. And by the way, these biscuits, they're called Bang Biscuits. They're gourmet dog biscuits. They're made from scratch, healthy, all-natural ingredients. And a one-pound bag comes with 120 biscuits there, and you can shop at danpatrick.com. Very proud of this, and Penny, of course, is the house dog here. All right, anything else, McLovin, that I need to be aware of here? Andre Drummond made his Laker debut, but then he got hurt, injured his toe.
So gross. Has that ever happened to you? His toenail fell off?
It has. I've had that with a finger, but not with my toe. But I think Lopez stepped on it, and that's why that happened there. Yes, Eden.
My dad had that happen to him once, where his toenail basically got, like, ripped off. And he described it as an out-of-body experience. It was, like, the worst, the most extreme pain.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a little while. Trying to think if there was anything else that happened. Nets take the lead in the East, if you care about that. Yes, McLeod.
Yeah, but you had us all panicking about the middle of last night.
Well, because I'm watching the Rockets and the Nets.
The Rockets are... Why, first of all, why are you watching that game?
I have no idea. I just sometimes I feel sorry for teams. Nobody's watching the Rockets, and so I thought I would watch them. And they were up by 17. Yeah, McClellan.
So I tune in, and DJ Augustin is playing really well for the Rockets. I'm like, I didn't know DJ Augustin had a son in the NBA. And it's already. And it turns out it's the same DJ Augustin who's been around forever.
Don't miss WWE's biggest event of the year, WrestleMania. Watch your favorite superstars compete in their most important matches on the grandest stage of them all. Sign up at PeacockTV.com to stream all the action live starting April 10th. only on Peacock. We'll take a break. He's the head coach of the UCLA Bruins. Does he think this has been a Cinderella story? Mick Cronin will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. You're probably saying, that dude has got a lot of energy. Yeah, I do. But I wake up every day, take M-Drive, everyday supplement for guys with drive, and refuse to let age beat them. You know, I don't fold in the, you know, fold the tents like Todd does and give up on life.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's pretty harsh, though.
Yeah, but we all face age. Age is undefeated. But
all their time cannot be beaten.
Yeah, but M-Drive is packed with powerful ingredients backed by science, helps keep me energized, stronger, leaner. Todd says more handsome, but your results may vary. So how do you feel today? How'd you feel when you woke up? How are you going to feel later today? Try M-Drive, mdrivedan.com. And if you go to the website, you'll see all the great products that they have. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, or you can get M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. Energy, strength, drive works for me. It can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive, mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Pride of Cincinnati, Ohio. Played high school basketball there. Mick Cronin, the head coach of the UCLA Bruins, joining us on the program. Not enough people talk about your high school basketball career there, Coach. You know, I know you playing for LaSalle. All-city there playing for your dad. Do you want to talk about who plays the game the way you played when you were in high school?
Let's just say my team plays a lot better defense than I did.
Okay. How tall?
How about your career? Wasn't it Mason?
Yeah, dominated. Yeah.
Domination.
But you read the stories, but we don't need to talk about my career. This is about your career. But how tall were you in high school?
So I haven't grown – same height, same weight, you know, 5'7", 155.
And your dad is a high school legend as far as coaching, right? He's got over 400 wins.
Yeah, very lucky, obviously, to have great parents, grow up the son of a coach. You know, Coach Huggins and I used to always say we were products of our environment. You know, when you grow up in a gym, you obviously there's the osmosis process. You're learning how to coach. You're learning how to deal with players. You're learning because you go home, you learn how the coach thinks. You're a player. You hear what the other players say. You're really training on the job. You just don't know it until the day you go to coach and you realize that you probably were trained to what you're doing your whole life.
How cool is this that you get to share this with your father?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I have a lot of friends in coaching, obviously, and you know, some guys their dad's not around. So for me, just for him to get to enjoy this, to give back, you know, so many of us, you know, Midwest people, Cincinnati people, you know, it's the West Side, hardworking people. You know, my dad had three jobs. My mom worked full time. They put three kids through private school. I don't know how the hell they did it, but they did it. So, you know, when you give anything back to your parents, it's a great thing in life because obviously, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my parents.
If I told you a month ago that we would be talking today and it would have to do with the Final Four, what would you have said?
I'd have said we got really hot from the 3-point line. You know, I wouldn't have said no chance, but I'd have said, you know, we had to really get hot from the 3-point line. So we're a smaller team, Dan. And but we do have guys who can shoot the basketball. And then the other thing I would have said was, boy, we really must have gotten better defensively, like way better. And that's really what's happened. That's really the story of what's happened for us since halftime of the Michigan State game. We've really just transformed defensively as a team.
But also, you know, you look at this and it's hard to say UCLA is a Cinderella story. But
right. I agree with you.
But it's still a Cinderella. This team is a Cinderella story, though, Coach.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand. If we win those last four of the regular season, we're not a Cinderella. And we could have won all those games. We had some really bad breaks down the stretch against really good teams. So, that puts you down on the seed line and it makes you a Cinderella story. And then, look, you know, obviously, as you know, Dan, in L.A., it's big names. You know, the Lakers – they don't win title without LeBron or Kobe, Magic, Kareem, same thing. You know, the Bruins have had so many great, great players. And we got very good players on this team. We got some guys that are developing their chances to be professional players. But, Kareem's not walking through the door. Bill walking through the door. So you know, it's new for UCLA to grind their way to a Final Four.
What's it like though when you go into Pauley Pavilion, you look up and you see all those banners?
Man, it's awesome, Dan. It's awesome.
Not intimidating.
I don't really look at it like that. I just, you know, maybe I'm too my Irish toughness doesn't allow me to, like, I don't think that way. I just think I look at opportunity. I think you can't, if you're going to look at it in awe of, oh my goodness, you know, look what I have to live up to. You know, that you shouldn't take the job. But I did study everything that Coach Wooden said at the end, Dan. I mean, when I got the job, I stayed up late. And here's a quote from Coach Wooden. He said, the only person that had to deal with my expectations should have been the first guy that followed him, okay, which was Murray Bartow. But, you know, after that, you didn't follow John Wooden. And this is him talking. You know, so he said, if they're thinking that way, that's the wrong way to think. So, but anyway, you know, maybe it's my stubbornness, but I just look at it as what an opportunity to coach where Coach Wooden coaches. I've met all his family. They're texting me today already.
That's great.
Yeah. Just so many cool people. I mean, I'm friends with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. How cool is that?
He's Mick Cronin, the UCLA head coach. By the way, this just in, Roy Williams has announced his retirement.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. It just happened. Carolina just released this after 33 years as a Hall of Fame head coach, our beloved Tar Heels, wow. Roy Williams, announcing his retirement.
Well, I would say from the coaching community, congratulations. Coach Williams is a great guy. And side note, I mean, he's taking care of me, got me hooked up down in Pinehurst to play some elite courses. So, I owe him now. He's going to be – I told him that now he's retired. Coach, come on out. We'll play Bel Air. We'll play Riviera. We'll play L.A. North, whatever you want, Coach.
Do you bother showing Gonzaga tape to your players?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, absolutely. One thing I can tell you, Dan, that, you know, look, we're a decided underdog. That's okay. But in my Big East days, when I was rebuilding Cincinnati – unfortunately, I have a lot of experience in being a double-digit underdog, you know, back in 06, 07, 08. So, I had to deal with that quite a bit. And we're not looking to do this, but there was many nights that we got beat 6 that we could have got beat 36. So I have dealt with that situation. But we'll see. But, yeah, we'll approach the game like any other. But also knowing it's going to be tougher than any other we've played this year.
How tough are you, though, to play for?
Oh, nah. I think, you know, what's funny, man, when you're passionate, what my players all know, for my problem right now, my Cincinnati players want to come to the game. They've all they've banded together, sent me a text this morning. They all want to come to the game. So I got ticket issues. When you're passionate, I think people think, look, he's all over them. But they don't – it's encouragement. 90% of it's encouragement, you know, is that you can guard him. You know, you can do this. I'm just extroverted with it. I'm outward with it. In practice, I think you got to bring energy. I learned that early. There's a great NBA legendary workout guy, Tim Gergerich, and kids, they want to feel your energy. I learned that from him as a young guy when he gave me a chance to help him work guys out. Players want to feel a guy that's trying to help them get better. And that's how, you know, so they know that. So I'm not just barking at guys to bark at guys. You know, kids wouldn't respond to that.
But I remember, I don't know if I met you at the University of Cincinnati when Huggins was there, but you were like video coordinator. I think you started out there.
Yeah, for 9 months. Then he got smart and promoted.
Oh, he promoted you. But the way Huggins held a practice was something unlike anything I'd ever seen before.
Yes. Right. Yes, I totally agree.
How would you describe how Huggins would hold those practices at Cincinnati?
Let's just, you know, four, People on the outside, it's hard, you know, because so many people say, oh, I can't believe you said that or that, you know, but players get it. I mean, you know, when you get, especially guy, you know, the guy locker room talk, it is what it is. You know, in the outer world, academia would just don't understand it. You know, it's just how the kids talk, how it is at times. And, you know, again, Bob Huggins coaches with love, and I give him a shout. I would not be here if it was not for him. But when you coach with love, the kids know it. So, they know you're not messing with them. You're trying to bring out the best in them because they know he would do anything for his players the same as I would.
But I remember this is when Nick Van Exel was there.
Yeah.
And I just remember Huggins saying to the team, as somebody who shouldn't have been shooting, he just gathered him and he you know, a couple of cuss words, and then he goes, "My guys, this is your team. Do you want him shooting?" Like, and I'm watching with the former Cincinnati great, the late Derek Dickey. And he said, just so you know, you're going to watch a practice and you're going to see something and hear something you'd never heard before. And he's saying to the players, you guys are accountable for what goes on the floor. Do you want him shooting? And the answer is no. So right in front of this poor guy, I don't want to mention his name, but he goes, and
oh, I know who it was. I know who it was. Trust me.
It was just so honest. But, you know, to be brutally honest, like you saw what happened with Coach Izzo and the whole, you know, like he loves his players, but can you coach like that? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there, and the visual of what we saw, and we're all like, "Wow, coach, you know, get it together."
Yeah, the visual isn't good sometimes. Again, because you're on the outside. But what I would say is two things. One, the kid, being honest. Unfortunately, Dan, sometimes we're the first person that's honest with them about their basketball abilities. And they need to hear that. You know, let me honestly say, you know, what do you want? Okay, what do you want to do? You want to play in the NBA? Well, let me honestly tell you that you cannot jump shoot your way to the pros. Everybody else has told you that. You're going to have to defend your way to the pros. If you brought my friend Corey Blunt, who was on that team, on this show, tell you that his agent told him almost 30 years ago now, that he needed to go show everybody he could shoot. And Bob Huggins stopped him and said, don't you dare do that at the NBA combine. Let them guess because you can't shoot. You know, go rebound and block shots. And he's a first round pick and played 11 years in the NBA. So sometimes we're the first person to tell these guys the truth. And that, you know, that's just, you know, it's unfortunate, but they need to hear it to give themselves a chance. And but the shot, I understand, you know, sometimes the visual of it's not always easy.
If we had a coaches one-on-one of the final four coaches or 3-point, how do you fare? Mark Few. You worried about Mark Few one-on-one?
I'd say I'm 6-5.
Okay. All right. And that's one-on-one. What about 3-point shooting?
So I'm 6-5.
Okay.
Teasing. You know, we're all in bad shape. I think Kelvin wins. Most importantly, who wins on the golf course? And I got a feeling Kelvin wins that one.
Yeah.
You know, we're Coach Sampson and I, you know, we got great friendship. You know, I just got a feeling he's sandbagging. We up the play, but we're very close from our battles, Cincinnati and Houston. So it'll be interesting, you know. But the day's coming. We're going to get to play. But I'd see, you know, we're all in the same hotel, which is weird, right? So, Coach, you know, Kelvin and I have been talking for the last three, you know, we've been in this hotel 18 days. You know, hey, keep winning, keep doing it, keep winning. Guess who? We got to win one more to play again. How wild would that be?
Well, congrats so far there, Coach, and good luck this weekend. We appreciate your time as always.
It's great to finally be on. I've been a fan of the show for a long time.
Well, I just said you need to go with one name, McCronin. Like just McCronin. Like doesn't it sound like a cop show on CBS or maybe a movie with Jason Statham? McCronin.
I like that. I mean, I've seen some of his girlfriends in Hollywood. He's going to play me. You can call whatever you want. So.
McCronin.
I like that. From one Irishman to another. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Mick.
All right, buddy.
That's Mick Cronin. Mick Cronin, UCLA head coach. We'll take a break. I told you I was going to say that to him. You're like, you're not going to say that to him. I'm like, why not? Mick Cronin. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with phone calls right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Once again, if you're just joining us, Roy Williams has decided to retire as head coach in North Carolina. North Carolina released the information. 33 years as a Hall of Fame head coach. Roy Williams announcing his retirement. Went to the Final Four 9 times, won 3 titles. They bowed out, I think, opening round to Wisconsin. that sound right? Trying to think back on that. Is that right? North Carolina bowed out? Okay. But, yeah, Roy Williams. I don't know. Do you promote from within? Who they have? Steve Robinson is a longtime assistant coach.
Long time.
Hubert Davis on that bench?
Yep.
As a former player there? So
he was a great player. I loved watching him.
Yeah, Hubert Davis. Yeah, Paulie.
I always think when Coach Williams is on our show, he always looks impeccable when he's on our show, whether it's a sweatsuit or a plaid sport coat. It's well coiffed.
But the last time we had him on was pandemic, and he was in a barn or something, had a big beard. Yes, yes, Eden.
I got to tell you, though, Roy Williams picking April 1st as the day to announce his retirement is very poor timing.
You're right about that.
Very poor timing. April Fool's Day? Oh, dear.
Yeah, but North Carolina sent out the note, the press release. Roy didn't. If Roy said, hey, I'm going to announce my retirement, do we get another source on this?
We just went with it and told Mick Cronin.
Yeah, I know.
Very poor timing.
Yeah. Mick Cronin just, probably telling all of his friends, hey, the North Carolina job is open. Jesse in L.A. is back. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
A great interview with Coach Cronin. That's a great job there. But I got to chime in on the NCAA, and I have a word problem math equation, if you'll stay with me, to help the athletes' cause here.
Okay.
So there are 931 student-athletes at UCLA, which I think we can agree is a major university. The California minimum wage is $12 per hour, and now most of these student-athletes have a cap on the amount of hours that they can practice and train for their sport per week. Mm-hmm. It's regulated. It's called 5 hours per day on the high end, and they can do it through their preseason and season only, so 6 months at the high end. So if you got 931 student-athletes times 12 times 25 hours per week times 24 weeks, that's a total minimum wage of just under $7 million per year amongst all athletes at a university. That's not chump change, but you're telling me you can't get boosters of each sport to chip in? Dan, I'm on the UCLA's rugby board. It's not even an NCAA sanction, and that's a quarter of their donations per year. So what I'm saying is pay these kids the minimum wage, boosters, extra money, not to mention tuitions. And like Jay Billis says, it's a fair market per athlete. We do it with the rest of society. Let Johnny Manziel make what their demand allows them to make. If we prepare young people in college for the real world, that should be lesson number one. Dan, that's all I got.
All right.
Let me ramble. And hope, suck it, Carl, with a K, and go Dodgers.
All right. Well, thank you, Jess. Always good to hear from Jesse. Yeah, if there's a way to do it, and it placates everybody, helps some people, student-athletes there, and then it allows you to own your likeness, then, like, you should be able to own your likeness. But you don't. And I'll go back to the analogy I used in the first hour. If you sign an autograph, you can't sell the autograph. You can't sell the fact somebody wants your autograph. But the person getting your autograph on a jersey could then sell that jersey. And that doesn't seem fair. Now, how many of these players are going to be able to benefit? And I that's a slippery slope, too. Let's say I wanted to... I'm Alabama football, Florida football. But if I'm going to recruit somebody, let's say I got, five offensive linemen. Our starting linemen, we're going to have an autograph session. And you know what? We're going to pay you $50,000 each. Now, obviously, that seems like an exorbitant amount. But hey, I decided I want to pay you $50,000. Who's regulating that? Because now that's a... impermissible benefit, it feels like, if the boosters are saying, hey, come on in, I hear that they give you X number of dollars to just, if you're a starting quarterback, hey, come on down to my car dealership, $100,000. For a guy who multimillionaire or billionaire, like, would that be legal? And that I don't know, because that's, you're capitalizing on your likeness, but it's really about the Alabama football program. You know, when Slim Pickens was alive at Oklahoma State, is that his name?
Oh, no.
Something Pickens.
T-Boone Pickens.
T-Boone Pickens. Slim T-Boone Pickens. I mean, he had billions. You could just say, hey, you come here and this is what you get. You get $100,000 for, 5 appearances.
The only difference now is you're going to have to pay taxes on the money. They were paying people years ago a bag with $100,000. Now it's going to be a check for $100,000. You're going to have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah. Like, you're going to have to, make sure that people know, declare this kind of income. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, but now doesn't T-Boone Pickens get to write off his donations instead of...
Well, He would have if he was still
alive. He would have. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm saying boosters then, right?
Yeah, I'm a club.
Yeah, everyone knows there's this black market there that's already existing, so you might as well tax it, right?
Yeah, I wonder if you want it out there in the open where, you know, now I have to declare this income. But I don't know. I can you get a stipend? Is it fair to give a stipend to all athletes or just the football players? Or what if the basketball program is bigger than, you know, the football program? Then how much do you get? How much do you get if you're a starter? How much do you get if you're not a starter? Like, it's, you try to make it equitable, and I don't know if there's easy answers here, but it's being argued in front of the Supreme Court right now. Paul in Iowa. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First up, you know, I got to give an apology to Carl Dickman out in Arizona. If I would have known that my words yesterday would be remixed and thrown at him again today. Nah, I still would have said it. So one quick point, though. The people most upset about Roy Williams retiring is definitely Longhorn Nation, because now they're not going to get the best coach of the offseason. But to my main point here, I'm the line between Gen X and Millennial. I'm 26 years old. I live 15 minutes from the Chicago Cubs AAA affiliate in Des Moines, and I just cannot be brought to care about professional baseball. The last time I said, ooh, I need to watch that about a baseball game was getting a notification about the Cubs rain delay in 2016. How does baseball reach younger people that think soccer, hockey, basketball are more exciting to watch than baseball?
That's a big question, Paul. Thanks for the phone call. That's a multi-million, billion-dollar question. If I had that solution, I might not be here. But, yeah, it's tough because you lost a generation, I feel like. And I felt like, you know, when you had World Series playoff games starting later, like you lose the experience of either going to a game or watching a game. There's something lost when you watch the highlights the next morning. But you're able to stay up to watch some of these games. But if they're going to start at 9 o'clock or 8:30, and you don't get to see it all the way through. And all that drama, and that's what brings you back. Plus, being able to afford to go to a baseball game, to experience the baseball game. Everything that goes along with that. And then to want to come back. I always encourage people, go to spring training games. You know, if you've never taken your family or your children, spring training, it's more casual, it's fan-friendly, it's cheaper, and you might come away with a more positive experience there. Still watching baseball, great weather, and the players are far more friendly, user-friendly. Yeah, Paul.
I have some buddies who have sons, and one of my friends, his son plays baseball all the time, and he also watches baseball all the time. It's very extreme. I have buddies who have sons who don't play baseball. They don't watch a second. But my one of my friends, his son is a Mets fan. He watches every minute, every night of his team. It's like if you play baseball, you're probably going to have the same team as your dad, and that's it. Or you're not going to have it at all. It's very extreme.
And I said this yesterday, and look, I still love watching baseball, but how many of these players are, you know, tune-in factor? And I said maybe 10? And there's so many games each night. No, it's a surplus of games. Instead of, hey, I remember the game of the week, and that was so important to me. It didn't matter who was playing, it was the game of the week. Now I can watch every game of every team. And then, like, Francisco Lindor just signed a $330 million contract. I would probably have to tell you, by the way, he plays for the New York Mets. That shouldn't happen. Final hour coming up. He's the new Captain America, Wyatt Russell, from The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. And more phone calls coming up. One more item as we close out the second hour. It's LifeLock. That's what it does. Takes your life and locks it up in a good way. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives, because every day we put information out there on the internet and there's identity scams. They continue to increase. More people looking for ways to protect themselves from cyber criminals. In fact, 60% of Americans believe that it is likely that identity theft will cause them a financial loss in the next year. That's why you need LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has been compromised, they'll send you an alert. You have access to dedicated restoration specialists if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what is yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code's Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for up to 25% off.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.